Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Samach Tesem of Aviz, 13 lines from the bottom, Itmar Haba Ala Rusasai. So says the Gemara, Itmar Haba Ala Rusasai Bebeis Chamav. You have a case over here where a person is together with his Arusa in his in-law's house, meaning the case here is discussing a couple, a chassan and a kala. They just did Erisin. So once they do Erisin, the halacha is that the wife is an Eishes Ish. The kala is a complete Eishes Ish. There's an Isser Kares for her to be with another man. At the same time, a man, a chassan, is not allowed to be with his kala until they do Nisuan. Now, there are shitas who hold that the Isser is an Isser D'Araisa, that there's an Isser D'Araisa until they do Nisuan. There's an Isser D'Araisa until they do Nisuan for the chassan to be together with the kala. But the Pashtus of our Gemara, Rashi says it, and others as well, and I believe it's also the way we paskin, is that the Isser for a chassan to be with his kala after Erisin, not after engagement, that's a regular Pnuya, regular, usually a Nida, but after Erisin, so the Isser is only an Isser Durabana. Now, nowadays, it doesn't really exist that we do Erisin and Nisuin both at the Chasana. But it used to be in the times of Chazal, there was some time in between the Erisin and the Nisuin. At that stage, the Kala is Asr L'Kuli Alma, but Midaraisa, she's mutter to the Chasana, there's an Isser Durabana for them to be together. Now, in this case, they jumped the gun, and before they had done the Nisuan, she was still living by her parents. The Chasan went, and they were together. So, and now they themselves are admitting it. And then we find that the Kala is expecting, and she gives birth to a baby. So the Shaila is who's the father? Now, normally, when you have a married couple, when you have a husband and a wife, an actual husband and wife after Nisuin, so then the halacha is that we always know who the mother is, vadai, because she gives birth to the baby. So there's never any doubt about who a mother is. A mother is always 100% a vadai. A father, the shaila is how do you really ever know who the father is? How do you know who the father is? It's not like you see the father, I mean, you might be in the hospital at the same time when the mother's giving birth, but how do you know that he's the father? Maybe she was together with someone else. So the answer is the Gemara tells us, is that Raif Ve'ilay Sachar Abal. We assume a person has a cheskas kashrus, there's a Raif that the Be'ilah is from the husband. Mistama, her Be'ilah that she gave birth, that she's pregnant from, is from her husband. So there's a Raif. Now that's by a husband and a wife. By a husband and a wife, being that she's mutter to her husband, so we say there's a cheskas kashrus and Raif Ve'ilay Sachar Abal. But over here, she wasn't really mutter to her husband either. She wasn't mutter to anyone. She wasn't even mutter to her husband. And if so, maybe we should start doubting who the father is. Here we don't have a raif anymore. Cheskas kashrus would tell us that she didn't have any bia, but here she clearly did. So who's the father? So Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer. Rav says, very stark over here, that in such a case where she's pregnant, even if she gives birth to a baby, even if they themselves are admitting that they were together, Rav says of Vlad Mamzer, once we see that she was mafker herself to her arus, so then there's no end to it. Who says she was a mafker herself to other people as well? And therefore, not only are we saying it's a maybe, we're saying for sure she lost her cheskas kashrus, this child's a mamzer. Mistama, she was with someone else also, and mamela, this child is a mamzer. Whereas, Shmuel Amar Havlat Shtuki, Shmuel says, to a certain degree, yes, I'm asking to you that we have to be chayshesh, but Shmuel says, I'm not going to take it as far as Rav, I'm not going to say that the child is for sure a mamzer, rather the child is a shtuki, meaning that the child is a suffic mamzer. Now Rav Shita sounds very extreme, that the child's a mamzer in such a case. And in fact, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, that Rav didn't really mean the way it sounds like. Amar Rava, mistabra, mostly the Rav. When Rav says that we assume that the child is a mamzer, he was speaking about a very specific case. He wasn't saying in a general case, we always just assume that the child's a mamzer. He was talking about a case, he was discussing a case, the daima me'alma. The daima me'alma, Rashi explains, means that there were chashashas, there's rumors that she was with other people. So since, anyway, she lost her cheskas kashrus because she doesn't even have a heter to her husband. So there's no way to fit her into her cheskas kashrus, and there's already rumors that she was with other people. So that's why we assume that the child's a mamzer. Avalai daima ma'alma. But in such a case, where there are no rumors that she was with other people, so then, in a chanami, even Rav would agree that basra di deisha dinanlei, that we assume that the child is the arus, is the child of the arus. Meaning, then we don't have to suspect that she was with someone else. It was dafka. The whole machlokes was discussing specifically a case where there were rumors that she was with other people. That's when Rav says that we assume that the child is a mamzer. Shmuel still says it's a suffix, but in a case where there are no rumors and it's just them saying that they were together, so then in a chanami, then we say that the child is from the aras. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava explains himself that mina aminala. How do I know to say that? How do I know to make this ukimta that their machlokes must have been dafka about a case where there are rumors? But if there are no rumors, everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that we make the child, that we assume that the child is that of the aras. How do I know to say that? That when there's no rumors, we could say for sure that the child belongs to the aras. Says Rava, the Katani from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah spoke about a case that said, Yolda Toicha. It said that if you have a Kayin that's Ma'anis or Mefateh, a Bas Yisraelis or a Levia, so a Yisraelis and a Levia are not allowed to eat Shuma unless they marry a Kayin. In this case, the Kayin was Ma'anis them, Mefateh them, so that doesn't give them an ability to eat Shuma. However, the Mishnah said that if she gives birth to a child, if she's Yolda, so now she has a child that's a Kayin, so now she could eat Shuma Machmas, her son. Now, the question is who said it's her son? We know, that's especially in the case of Mefateh, we know that she was willing to give herself up to live with this Kayin. Maybe she lived with someone else as well. How do you know that the father is the Kayin? Maybe the father is someone else. So says Rava, Hei Chidami, what's the case of the Mishnah? If the Mishnah is discussing a case where there are taka rumors that she was with other men as well, so then the din of the Mishnah doesn't even make sense. Why should that be true? That Yolda amay teichal. So then why, if she gives birth to a baby, do we say that she could eat truma? Who said that the baby belongs to the Kayin? Maybe the baby belongs to a different man that she was with. Elalav, that minei daima v'loy daima ma'alma. We only know that she was with the Kayin, but there are no rumors that she was with other people. There are no rumors. The case of the Mishnah is specifically speaking about a case where there are no rumors. We just know that she was with the Kayin. There's no rumors that she was with anyone else. And you see that in such a case, where there are no rumors that she was with anyone else, so then we're allowed to assume that the father is the Kayin. There's no rumors about her. Why should we assume that she was with someone else? And therefore we say that the child belongs to the Kayin. And Mamela, the child's the Kayin, and therefore she could eat Truma. Now says Rava, Uma Hasam. Over there it's even a bigger Kiddush, the fact that we attribute the child to the Kayin as a Vadai, and we allow her to eat Truma. That there it's a bigger Kiddush, because Uma Hasam, de lahai isura. But Etzem, there's no reason to assume that the father is the Kayin any more than the father is some random guy in the Shuk, because it's not like she has more of a heter to be with this Kayin. The fact that she was willing to be seduced, and the Kayin was mefat to her, and she was willing to be with him, so she could have just as been easily agreed to have been with someone else. She could have been just as easily have been with someone else. It's not like there was any more of a heter to be with the Kayin than anyone else. And yet still, what do we say? That Basra di Deisha Dinonlein. Now we assume that the father is the Kayin, even though there's no real reason to assume him more than anyone else. So Hacha, in our case, with the Aras and the Arusa, so the Lahai Isura, or Lahai Atera, for her to be with another man in the Shuk, it's an Isser Kares. She's an Ashes Ish. For her to be with her aros, fine, it's awesome, midarabanan. But midaraisa, it's heter. Midaraisa, it's completely mutter. So then lokal shekain, that's much more of a reason that we should assume that the child belongs to the aros. That even if she was mafka herself to her husband, to the aros, she's not mafka herself to other people. So our Mishnah is a raya, you see from our Mishnah, which we already established as discussing a case where there are no rumors that she was with other people. And you see that when there are no rumors, we assume vadai that the child is the kains, is the mafata, is the ma'anis. So then surely in this case of the aros and narusa, where they were together, we know that they were together, and there's no rumors that they were that she was with someone else, so then we should assume that the child belongs to the aras. Elamai, so how could Rav say that the child's a mamzer? It must be, and even Shmuel, the suffix mamzer, it must be that they were discussing a case where there are rumors. They were specifically discussing a case where there are rumors anyways that she was with someone else. So since there was a Be'etzem and Isser, Nisidur Abanan, she's only in Arusa, and there are rumors that she was with other people, so therefore, that in that case, that's where Rav says that the child's a mamzer, and Shmuel says that the child is a shtuki. Now, Amrle Abaye says to Rava, and then no, who says? You're bringing a raya from the Mishnah that any time there are no rumors, So then we assume for sure that the father's the kain, because otherwise the Mishnah can't be talking about where there are rumors. If there are rumors, then why would we allow her to eat truma? Says Abai, what are you talking about? It could be, even when there are no rumors, even if we know that she was with this man, like in the case of the Arus and Arusa, even if we know that they were together, and there are no rumors that they were with someone else, it could be, even in such a case where there are no rumors, the child is a mamzer. It could be, even if there are no rumors, Rav says that the child's a mamzer. And Abai explains that my time, why would we assume that? The Amrina, because we say, me da afkar nafshol, gabi aris, afkar nafshol, la almo. Just like she was mafkar herself to her aris, even though it's aser, albeit me da rabbanon, but it's aser. So mistama, she was mafkar herself to other people as well. And therefore, even if there are no rumors, we say that the child's a mamzer, according to Rav. Ah, what's the pshat then in our Mishnah? How by the Mishnah do we allow the woman, the Bas Yisrael, the Yisraelis, the Levia, to eat truma? I'll tell you that the Mishnah is not just talking about a case where there are no rumors. Even if there are no rumors, we can't say for sure the father is the Kayin. The Mishnah is talking about a much more extreme case. It's talking about a case where the Kayin and this woman were locked up in the jail together. So she didn't have access to any other men. And that's when he was ma'anis or mafat to her. So then, if she's yolda in a chanami, then we allow her to eat truma. We know for a fact that the father is the kain. But if they were not locked up, so even if there are no rumors that she was with other people, it could be, we say that, who knows? Who knows? Maybe the father's someone else. And therefore, there's no raya that Rav would say that in the case, by the Arus and Arusa, there's no raya that Rav would say in the case that there are no rumors, that the child is assumed to be that of the Arus. It could be even in such a case, Rav would say that the child is a mamzer. Vika da Amri, some have a slightly different version of the Shaklavataria. That bibah leha kuliyamo le pligi the basri di desha dinale. Everybody agrees that in the case where he himself, the Arus, admits that he was bail her, so then everybody agrees. Even there's no machlokes, Rav, Shmuel, Abai, Rava, everyone agrees in such a case where the Baal, the Arus, admits that he was Baal, the Arusa. Everybody would agree that in such a case we say that the father is the Arus because it makes more sense that she was mafka herself to him more than to anyone else. However, v'hachi itmar. And we know for sure that they were together. We know for sure they were together. We don't know that she was necessarily with anyone else, for sure. And he himself is saying that they were together, so therefore we assume that he's the father. V'hachi itmar. This is the machlekes. That arusa she'ivra, we're not talking about an arus that was ba'al arusasa, meaning that he's saying that he was with her. We're talking about a case where you have an arusa, she did erisin, and what do you know, the next day you see that she's pregnant. Or whatever, sometime later, you see that she's pregnant. So you go find the Aris, he's nowhere to be found. You have no way to find out, he's gone. So there's no way now to find out whether or not he was together with her. So now what we have in front of us is an Arusa who's pregnant, and we have no idea how. In such a case, Rav Amar Avla Namzer, being that you don't even have an Aris telling you that he was together with her, so in such a case, Rav says that the child is a mamzer. Ushmuel Amar Avlat Shtuki, and Shmuel says a no, the vazan a vade mamzer, just a suffering mamzer. The child is considered a shtuki. Now Amar Rava, and it was about this that Rava said that Mistavra Milsi the Rav Dulei Daima Mine Udaima Ma'alma. That Rav is Mistama talking dafka about a case. Rav, when he says that the child's a mamzer, it's only because Lai Daima Mine, we don't know for sure that she was with her Aris, because he's nowhere to be found. He's not here saying that he was. Udaima Me'alma, and there are rumors that she was with other people. Since there are rumors that she was with other people, and we don't even know for sure that she was with her Aris, so then we say, Mistama, the child is a mamzer. This is the way Taisus on the top of Ayinam and Aleph is Mefarish. Avodaima Mine, but if we would know that she was together with him, because the Aris comes and says that he was with her, so then af al gav the daima me'alma, even if there are also rumors that she was with other people, basrei di deisha dinanlei, so then we assume that the father is the aras. And I'm a Rava. Rava says that mina amina la. How do I know to say that? The katani, because our Mishnah says yolda taicha, that if the Yisraelis, the Leviya, was a kohen was ma'anis or mefat to her, and she gives birth to a baby, so then she can eat truma. Hechidami, what's the case? If we know, in this case, the kohen was ma'anis or he's mefat to her, so that we know happened, and there are no rumors that she was with other people, So then, Tzricha Lameimar, is there really any chiddush in the Mishnah that we assume that she could eat truma, the teichu that she could eat truma? Of course she could, because the child is from the Kain, so for sure she could eat truma. Alulav the daima nami me'alma. So in this version, Rava says it must be the case of the Mishnah is that there are rumors from other people. We know that they were together, but there are also rumors that she was with other people. And afal pi came, we say, that since we know that she was with the Kain, so therefore we assume that the father is the Kain, even though there are also rumors that she was with other people. If so, being that that's assumed to be the case of the Mishnah, says Rava, Uma Hasa, de la Hayisura, Ula Hayisura, Basra di Desha Dinale, if over there, or even though there's really no reason to differentiate between her being with the Kain and being with someone else, because she's just as usher to the Kain as she is to everyone else, and yet still we say that the fact that we know she was with the Kain, even though there are rumors she was with other people, we say that the father is the Kain. So Hacha over here, by the Aris and Narusa, the Lahai Yisur, Lahai Atera, where she's usher to everyone else, but with the Nisr Kari, she's Neshas Ish. And to the Aris, it's only, it's the Rabbana, but Midarai, so she's Heter, she's Mutter. So Lakol Shekins, now all the more so, if we would know that she was with the Aris says that they were together. So that even if there are rumors that she was also with other people, we would still say that the father is the Aris, and we would not assume that the child is a Mamzer. Rav, when he said that the child's a Mamzer, was speaking specifically about a case where the Aris is out of town and there's no way to find out that they were for sure together. If we would know that they were for sure together, so then we wouldn't assume that the child is a mamzer. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, no, what are you talking about? Really, I'll tell you that no, when there are rumors that she was with someone else, so afogav the daima minei, even if we know that they were together, Amar Rav, a vlad mamzer, maybe in such a case, Rav would still say that the vlad is a mamzer. And there's no raya from our Mishnah otherwise. Ah, so what's the case of our Mishnah? Umas Nisan, but Deloy Dai Maklal. Our Mishnah is talking about where there are no rumors, that there are no rumors that she was with other people. So all we know is that she was together with the Kain. And FLP Kain, she's allowed to eat Truma. Now, Rava didn't want to learn like that because he said, if so, so then what's the Chiddush? So Rashi deals with, well, perhaps what the Chiddush is, that we could assume that even just from that one Bia that she became pregnant, and we could assume that the father's the Kain. But that's what Abai, that's how Abai wants to learn the Mishnah, that it's talking about a case where there are no rumors. It could be in a Chanami if there are rumors that she was also with someone else, even if we know she was together with the Aras. If there are also rumors that she was together with someone else, and then Rav would say that the child is going to be considered a mamzer. We mentioned in the Mishnah that an eved paisel mishum bia, that if let's say you have a bas kayin who married a Yisrael, so really it's going on the vechulu. The Gemara now is going on the vechulu. So that the eved is paisel mishum bia, but he's not paisel mishum zera. Which we said means that if a bas kayin has a grandson from a Yisrael that's an eved, the Mishnah spoke about how we get to that, how they could have a grandchild that's an Eved, but if a Bas Kayin has a grandchild from Yisrael that's an Eved, so if her husband Yisrael dies, she's allowed to have Vishavel Beisavia, she's allowed to eat Truma, and the Eved is not considered her grandson. And the same thing in the reverse, if you have a Bas Yisrael who is married to a Kayin, and she's allowed to eat Truma if she has children, or even at least a grandchild, and she has a grandchild, but that grandchild's an Eved, and her husband the Kayin dies, so the Eved is not Michael or Truma. The Eved is not, it's not considered her Yichus. My time, says the Gemara, what's the Makar? Amar Kra? Because the Pasuk says that if a person has an Eved Ivri, so the Halacha is that he's allowed to give his Eved, his Jewish Eved, a big Chiddush, massive Chiddush, a person has a Jewish slave, he's allowed to give him over to a Shifcha Kananis. Mamash, a Gaya Shashifcha, he's allowed to give over his Eved Ivri to a Shifcha to have children together so that he should have more Avadim. And the Pasuk says, Ha'isha V'yaladeha T'yaladeneha, that when the Eved goes free, the children are considered Avadim and they stay by the master, meaning the children are Avadim, and Avadim are not considered your children, are not considered the Jews' children, they're considered the Shifcha's children. So to over here, in such a case where someone has a grandchild that's an Eved, it's not considered her grandchild, it's considered the Shifcha that her son was together with, it's considered the Shifcha's children, it's not considered her son's children, and therefore, it's not going to be Paisel, and the Eved also won't be Michael. As opposed to a mamzer, the Mishnah said, a mamzer is paisul umaychel. If a person in this type, similar type of situation, a bas kain was married to Yisrael, and they have a daughter who did naveira and had a child that's a mamzer, and then the Yisrael died, so the bas kain's only descendant from this Yisrael husband is a grandchild that's a mamzer, that mamzer is going to pass her. The mamzer does have yichus tar, and isn't siachis achareha, and therefore that's going to pass her. And in the reverse, if you have a bas Yisrael who is married to a kain, and their only offspring that they have together is the grandson that's a mamzer, so that mamzer will be meichler. A mamzer is paisel u'meichel. Says the Gemara, what's the makar? Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. V'zera eimla. The pasuk says that if a bas kain is married to Yisrael, so she has to stop eating truma. However, if the Yisrael dies, or if they get divorced, v'zera einla, and she doesn't have any children from the Yisrael, so then v'shava be'savia, she goes back to her father's house, and she's allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara, we darshin from v'zera einla, einli elazara, zera zara minayin. From here I only know that a child will pass her. How do I know that even a grandchild is enough that's going to pass her? Tamu leimar v'zera einla mikol makayim. The extra yod of einla, we darshan any sort of offspring, even a grandchild. Even a grandchild is considered offspring in this regard. Now einli ela zera kosher, zera pasul minayin. Maybe it's only if it's a zera that's kosher. How do I know even a mamzer? Tamu leimar v'zera einla ayin ala. The extra yod teaches us to be ma'ayin any sort of grand offspring, even a mamzer. Now the question is, fine, so the way the drush has all worked out, so now we have a makar that even a mamzer. The problem is va'afikti l'zera zara. How can you darshan from the extra good two things? First you darshan grandchildren, and then you darshan zera pasul. So says the Gemara, because zera zara l'yitzrikra. Really, grandchildren, we don't need to darsha from the extra yud. It doesn't need any sort of drasha. The fact that the grandchild is considered offspring is pasha, because b'nei banim arayin kebanim, like we had in the Puru Revu Sugya, that a grandchild is considered like a grandchild is considered like a child. And therefore, of course, that's considered that she has zera if she has a grandchild. So ki yitzrakra, where do we need the extra yud? The zera pasul. It's the darshan of even a mamzer. So this is the makar, that even a mamzer is considered zera when it comes to these halachas. Now the Mishnah, when it spoke about how you have a lady who has a grandchild that's a mamzer, so it mentioned that, let's say, Bas Kayin marries Yisrael, and they have a daughter together, and that daughter goes ahead, and the daughter lives with a Eved or a Guy, and so the resulting child is a mamzer. That's how you have a mamzer. So the Mishnah was clear that if you have a Jewish woman who's together with a Guy or an Eved, so the resulting child is a mamzer. Now ask the Gemara, that's only an Isra Lav. For a Jewish woman to be with an Eved or a Guy is Aser, but it's an Isra Lav. It's not the Chi of Kares. So Amar Li Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, Keman Kirbi Akiva. Our Mishnah, which said that the Mamzer is created from such a relationship, that seems to be going like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, Yesh Mamzer, Mechayvi Lavin, who says that a Mamzer could be created from Chayvi Lavin. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin is not Taifes in Mechayvei Lavin. But Mela, since Kedushin is not Taifes, the resulting child is a Mamzer. We hold Kedushin is Taifes. Only by Krisis, Kedushin is not Taifes, and Dafka by Krisis, the child's a Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva says even by Chayvei Lavin, the child's a Mamzer. Our Mishnah, which says that if a Jewish woman is together with an Eved or a Guy, the resulting child is a Mamzer, seems to be going like Rabbi Akiva, to which Rabbi Yechna responded that no, afilu temer Rabbanan. I can even tell you, and that the Mishnah is going like the Rabbanan, and the Goy and Eved is an exception, but Evik Yechavim Ve'Evin Maidu, even though typically the rule is only people that Kedushin is not Taifis with, so then the child is a Mamzer, Goy and Eved is an exception, the Kiyasa Rav Dimi Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi Mishum Rabbeinu, he said in the name of Rabbi Yudan Nasi, that Evik Yechavim Ve'Evin Abba Abbas Yisrael Avan Mamzer, that's the exception, a Goy and Eved, if they're together with a Jewish woman, the resulting child is a Mamzer. Kain Gadol Pamim Shepaisa. So the end of the Mishnah mentioned, like a fun fact, that a Kohen Gadol could sometimes passel his grandmother from eating truma. The case is you have Leah. Leah is a Bas Kohen, and she marries Yaakov Yisrael. Yaakov is the Yisrael. So Leah, the Bas Kohen, marries Yaakov Yisrael. And they have a child together. They have a daughter, Dina. And then Yaakov dies. So, Lamaisa, even though Leah is a Bas Kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma. She's not Veshava Beis Avia, because she has a daughter from Yaakov. She has Dina. Dina goes ahead, and Dina marries the Kayin. She marries Eliyah Kayin, and they have a son, Pinchas. Pinchas could be serving as Kayin Gadol. And even if Dina, and then Dina then dies, so it comes out after Dina dies, the only Zara that Leah has from her late husband Yaakov Yisrael is a grandchild by the name of Pinchas Kayin Gadol. So it comes out that she is not allowed to eat truma because of Pinchas. So Pinchas is the Kayin Gadol, but because he's Zara Zara the Yisrael, so therefore that stops Leah from being Veshava Besavia and from being able to eat truma. So you could have a Kayin Gadol who passes his grandmother from eating truma. About this, that sometimes you could have a mamzer that's Michael, his grandmother truma, like we had before, the Bas Yisrael, who is married to the Kayin, and they only have a grandchild that's a mamzer. The mamzer is Michael, the grandmother mother truma. So you have a mamzer that's Michael's grandmother truma, and you could have a kain gadol who passels his grandmother from truma. On that, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that such grandmothers get together and they say the following. They say, Hareini kaparas ben biti kuza shemachileni betruma, that I should be a kapara for my granddaughter, for my grandson, the son of my daughter, who's a kuza, who's like a small cup, who's a mamzer, because l'maisa shemachileni betruma, he feeds me truma. Ve'eini kaparas ben biti kada, I should not be a kapara for my grandson. That's a barrel, that's a kain gadol, shepaislani mina truma, because he passes me from truma. So the Bryce is pointing out the irony in such a thing, that sometimes a mamzer grandchild is actually being Michael the grandmother truma, while the kain gadol grandson is actually passeling his grandmother from being able to eat truma. Hajan Allah amana. We'll begin the next parak. Says the Mishnah, that ha'arol v'chol ha'tameyem lo yayichlu b'truma. If you have a kayin that's an arol or tameh, so he's not allowed to eat truma. So tameh for sure, a tameh kayin cannot eat truma. Also if he's an arol. So exactly what an arol in our Mishnah is referring to, there's a big machlekes between Rashi and Taisis. Bezat Hashem will discuss it in the Araisa Lahalacha this week. But we'll stick with Rashi for now. Rashi says that ha'arol refers to a person that his brothers had milah, and they died. So since one brother had Mila and died, a second brother had Mila and died. So with regards to this, we pass him like Rebbe, that two times is a chazaka. And Mamela, the third child, is not supposed to get a bris Mila. So this Kain is that Arul. He's an Arul. It was Bal Karchai. It wasn't something that he chose to do. He Pasha can't get a bris Mila. Still, even though it's not his fault, the halacha is that he's not allowed to eat truma. Ha'arol v'chol ha'tameyim lo yaichlu b'truma. Such a kayin is not allowed to eat truma. However, nishayin v'avdeyin yaichlu b'truma. The kinyan kasbay of such a kayin could eat truma. If he gets married, his wife could eat truma. There's avadim, if he buys an eved, could eat truma. Says the Mishnah, nu halacha, that p'tzua dako krushafcha hein v'avdeyin yaichlu. When it comes to a man who has a certain injury by his makayim erva, the Mishnah will define it in a moment, and really the Gemara in much more detail will get into it. But a person who has some sort of injury by his makim mila, by his makim erva, so hein va'avdeyan yoichlu. So still, such a kain, even though he has an injury like this, and the halacha is that a person who's a petzua da'ako kreshavcha, lo yavli b'kal Hashem, is not allowed to marry a regular born Jewish woman. Gyoris, perhaps yes, we'll get into it in the Gemara, but he's not allowed to marry into kahal Hashem. Even though they're psul kahal, still hein v'avdei an yoichlu. They and their avadim are allowed to eat truma. However, v'nishayin lo yoichlu. Their wives cannot eat truma because the moment the wife had bia with him, so that was an iser. And memela kola pasula pasula. Anytime that she a woman has bia with someone who's pasula, so it's pasula. She becomes pasula from eating truma since she wasn't allowed to be together with the suadak and the krashavcha. Therefore, she's going to become pasula. She's not allowed to eat truma. But the kain himself and his avadim, they are allowed to eat truma. Now let's say you have a woman that was married to a kain, so she's eating truma, and then he became a ptzuadaka krushavcha. He got injured. So now the halacha is that he has to divorce his wife. But in the ma'isa, in the meantime, if they weren't together, if they didn't have bia, v'imla yada, if they didn't have bia, mishanasa ptzuadaka krushavcha, so then you don't have the rule of kol apasla apasla. Mamela, hare elu yaichlu. In such a case, the women, even the wives of such people, are allowed to eat truma. V'ezehu ptzuadaka. What's considered a ptzuadaka? Kol shen niftzu abeitzim shulai. Someone who is beitzim got crushed. And again, we'll see more details about this in the Gemara. V'afilu achas man, even if it was just one of them, ukrashavcha is kol shen nichras hagit. A kreshavcha refers to a person, a man, that his gid, the gid itself, got severed. If the gid itself gets severed, so then that makes him unable to have children, and he's a kreshavcha. Ve'em nishtayer me'atara afilu kuchot hasara, kosher. However, the main part of the gid that's important for at least giving birth and also for being able to follow the children and for this halacha of the din of kreshavcha is really the part up until the atara. So there's the part of the gid that's closer to the person's body, and then there's the part of the gid that's further away. As you get further away, eventually there's a part of the gid that has like a cone at the end. It's like a cone shape at the end. Right before the cone, there's a rim. There's some sort of rim protrusion around the gid. So from that protrusion and onwards, if it's just the protrusion or from the protrusion and onwards, let's assume for now, from the protrusion and onwards, that's considered the atara. That's called the atara. The halacha is the atara, the metzias is that the atara is just basar ba'alma. It's not significant when it comes to having children. It's not significant for the halacha of kreshavcha. So on that, the Mishnah is saying that even if the person's gid was severed, however, im nishtayer me'atara, afilu kechot asara, kosher, if he was only severed further away from the body, at the tip, where there's still even just a hair's breadth of the atara remaining, so then that's gonna show that the actual gid itself wasn't severed, it was just that basar ba'alma that was severed, im amela, he will not have the din of a kreshavcha, and it'll be a regular kosher, whatever he is, kain levi yisra. Now says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Amr Belazar, minayin la'arol she'en aichel b'truma. How do we know this halacha, that a kayin who's an arol, that he's not allowed to eat truma? Where does it say it? Where does it say that an arol can't eat truma? It doesn't say it anywhere lahadiyah in the Torah, seemingly. So where is the Mishnah getting it from, that an arol, that's a kayin, is not allowed to eat truma? He's a kayin, why can't he eat truma? What shaykh is the fact that he's an arol to truma? So says the Gemara, because we learned it out from Exer Shava from Karman Pesach. Nemer taisha v'sacher b'pasach, v'nemer taisha v'sacher b'truma. It says these words, which the Gemara will get into later, Taishav and Sacher, describing different types of Avadim by Karban Pesach, and it also mentions Taishav and Sacher in the context of Truma. That gives us the license to then compare the halachas of Karban Pesach to the halachas of Truma and vice versa. So we dash it from here, that Ma Taishav and Sacher Amar B'Pesach, meaning just like we find by Karban Pesach, that Arol is Aser Boy, and Arol is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach, so Af Taishav and Sacher Amar B'Truma, that tells us to apply, Taishav and Sacher carries that din over now to Truma. And that tells us to darshan that arol aser bay, that an arol is not allowed to eat truma, just like an arol cannot eat carbon pesach, so an arol is not allowed to eat from truma. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Rabbi Kiva says that no, in a tzaraf, you don't need to darshan it, oh, gzer shava from carbon pesach, you don't have to go, mimarcha tavi lachma, and bring rayas from other places. Harehu Imer, it says in the parasha of truma itself something, which gives us this drasha. We can learn it out from the parasha of truma itself. The parasha of Truma, it says, Ish Ish Mizera Arain, Vutsarua, Aizava, Kadashim, Lo Yaichal. It says, if you have an Ish Ish, that's Tameh, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So we darsh an Ish Ish, the extra word Ish is the Rabbi Sa'aro, and an Arul is Ketameh, just like a Tameh can't eat Truma. Ish Ish is coming to be Marbeh, that also an Arul is not allowed to eat Truma, so you don't have to learn it out from Karban Pesach, you could see it from the parasha of Truma itself.